guys, welcome back to It's Okay Child. Even you here, welcome. Yeah, this is the right place to be, so you're not leaving me. Imagine Utokiapa. Yeah, so anyway, my name is Alexandra and I'm your host for today. So first of all, thank you so much to everyone who supported me in the microphone giveaways. My heart is just full, honestly. It is just a blessing to see how you guys just came out in large numbers to support me. It means a lot, so thank you so much. And as much as I haven't got it yet, I'm not going to give up. We're getting this mic. I don't care how, but we're just gonna get this mic, yeah? So anyway, I know most of you guys have been waiting for this topic for the longest time possible. So I'ma jump right into it, yeah. So I know you guys are wondering, what's a soul tie? Yeah, so a soul tie is a spiritual bond with a person, an animal, or even places. But we're gonna focus on the person, yeah. So it's an invisible connection that joins two people together, and this brings a sense of familiarity to help us let our guard down with people. Yes, because it's an intense emotional or spiritual relationship, but it can also be purely emotional. Yeah, so it's basically a relationship between a soul and another soul. Like, everyone has a soul, yeah? So when you have an intense relationship with someone, your minds, emotions, and your spirits become attached to each other. Yes, no. Yes, you guys are attached. Believe it or not, you guys are soul tied, yeah? So, yeah, soul ties can be good or bad. So an example of good soul ties are spiritual bonds with friends, family members, partners, you know, partners like, you know, people in a relationship, like a girl and a boy, yeah? A mother and child, yeah? And also, a soul tie can be bad if it creates issues for you. It becomes an unhealthy or a toxic soul tie, yeah? So an example of an unhealthy soul tie is any past relationship you can't move on from, yeah? You think you moved on because maybe you're not in contact with that person, but there's a cord that connects both of you in the spiritual realm. And also, there's actually a lot about soul ties, so I hope you'll be able to learn from this podcast today, honestly. You just have to, yeah? So how are these soul ties created, yeah? These are through conversations. Like, you can have a normal conversation with someone, and then you realize, like, you have a lot in common, and you just connect on a deeper level. Yeah, so it can be through conversations, through looking at someone. Yep. Also, any kind of physical intimacy, like hugging, kissing, cuddling, it can make you soul tied to someone. just wait. Also, emotional intimacy, like, you know, when someone makes you feel, you know, like, just that, you know, like, you guys just bond on an emotional level. You're like, man, I just love this guy, or I just love this girl. You know, yeah, also through cults and Freemasonry. Yeah, that's deep. Yeah. Through tattoos. Kwanzaa, this is where people clown. Do you know, when you tattoo someone's name, you are attaching yourself to them. So please, no matter how much you love this guy or this girl, don't go to that level. Don't. Until now you want to tattoo their names. Please. You don't know what you're getting yourself into, bro. Sis, achana nayo, yeah? And also through vows by word of mouth. So let me give you an example. Let's say I love this guy, and let's say he's called Dan. So I'm there telling him how, hey Dan, I just love you so much. I can't live without you. I can't be separated from you. Like we belong together, and you know all that shit. Then you guys break up, or you just fall out for good. Do you know a part of you remains with that person, and a part of him remains with you? Even if you guys didn't have sex or you didn't have any form of physical intimacy, like, it just happens, yeah. So now how do you know if you have an unhealthy soul tie with someone? Yeah. Well, number one, if you are confused, like you guys had a fallout, but then, you know, like, you feel like you want the person back, but again, you don't want him. Like, there's a battle between your mind and your heart. So you're just confused. You don't know what you want. Yeah? And if you're also feeling uneasy, extreme sorrow, distress, you even have anxiety because of the person, and you even feel disgusted because you sort of hate yourself for what you did or what you guys had, because maybe the fallout was a really bitter one. Yeah, it makes you so tied to him or her. Yeah, and also if you have no peace of mind because you keep on reliving the experiences that you guys had together, the memories, you know, everything you do just reminds you of the person. Okay, this is mostly common in a breakup. Trust you me. Every relationship can make, no, any relationship can make you so tied to someone. So, I hope you guys are seeing these things, yeah? And you can't stop thinking about the person. Now, this one is a big problem. If you have multiple sexual partners, this thing will damage you completely, because a part of you is in this one, let's say is in jail, is in Nyambu, is in, you know, Karen, Ivo, and even the same for a girl. A part of you is in this guy, that guy, Ivo. Like, you need to stop, because you're carrying different parts of people, and when you have a part of someone, it comes with their behaviors, their struggles, everything. They just come to you. Yeah, and you find yourself having emotional and mental breakdowns, and you don't understand why. It's because you're carrying all of them in you, and it's really, really bad. It's really bad, guys. You just have to stop. Yeah? And you just can't stop thinking about them. And you feel like you just really, really want them back. And there's nothing you can do about it. Even if they did, I don't know, like, even if they hurt you in such a hurtful way, a bitter way, like they just did something bad to you, but you still want them so badly and you don't know why. Bro, you are so tied to the girl. Says you are so tied to the guy. Like, you just feel crushed and controlled, manipulated. You're just stuck in a negative situation and you don't know how to break free from it. Yeah, like you just have an obsessive desire to reconnect with the person who doesn't even want you back, probably, especially if you guys were in a relationship. Gosh, I feel your pain because I've been there so many times with a guy. So I understand what you guys are dealing with. So now I'm sure you guys are all confused because you're like, okay, how does this even happen? Yeah. So this goes back to bio. Yeah, so there's oxytocin that is released from our brains during a sexual encounter with someone. And this is not only the organs, you know, like, yeah, that deeper level, but like it can be through hugging the person, kissing, cuddling, spending time with them, like, you know, that bonding. Yeah, it just makes the oxytocin to be released from your brain. And then now this oxytocin, it promotes attachment to the person, which is the main cause of soul ties. You are attached to the person and you can't, you know, like, detach yourself. So as much as you can move on, go date this girl, another girl, and blah 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 blah, another guy, but the fact still remains, you are soul tied to the person. Like, you are in a relationship with someone, but you're still thinking of your ex. And you don't get why. It's because you're soul tied to the person. And honestly, I'm advising you guys where you are right now. If this is happening to you, you need help. It's not even funny, because I have struggled with it. And I have friends who have struggled with it. So you need to have that soul tie broken. Yeah, and the next episode, you're gonna learn how to break this soul tie. So please don't go far. Just watch out for the next episode, because I'm going to help you guys. There's no way I'm leaving you. I'm not leaving you guys. I want people to be happy. We all want happiness. We all want love. We want a stress-free kind of life and relationship with people. Yeah, so it can only work out if we learn how to break free from these soul ties. Yeah, so I hope you guys have learned a lot. In case you have questions, please reach out to me on my Instagram page at _andrea.lex. I'll send you more links on soul ties if you still want to learn more about that. And till next time, blessings, love, and light. Bye guys, love you.